Kenny's Jewelers.
Hi, yes, good morning. This is Mick from RDI Diamonds. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. By chance, is this Gina?
She is not in today. She will not be in, I think, until Monday. Her and Jamie are out for the
next
2 days.
Hopefully for good reasons.
Yes.
Cool.
Just family time thing.
I would never ask. I just always hope when someone's out, I always go, oh, I hope it's for, like, that, have some fun or so go do something. So, cool. I apologize. I don't know who I'm speaking with. I don't call very often, so I apologize. I don't recognize voices.
No, you're fine. This is Rainey.
Hi, Rainey. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too.
So, if I could ask a real quick question.
Yeah.
You know, we don't currently work, you know, on a weekly or even a monthly basis, but at one point in time, your store used to work with RDI quite a bit with one of my old co-workers. Her name was Crystal. Did you ever work with Crystal?
We did. We used to work with Crystal all the time.
Okay.
And then Crystal moved away, right?
Well, she wound up taking a job. Gosh, you're pulling at my memory. I haven't seen her in a little bit. We're part of the same gym, so we tend to bump into each other every once in a while on the treadmills. She went and took a position at a college. I don't
exactly
know what she was doing, but, yeah, she just, I mean, it was right up her alley. She was, like, misorganized, you know, so it was like, it was definitely, you know, both were her realm. She was great on, you know, doing what she did here, and she did it for quite a while, but she wanted a different kind of challenge. So the reason I ask is, and I'm not trying to push my way into anything, it's just looking for opportunities. I've been with RDI for 20 years, and I'm actually the lead person, if you will, for IJO, and I see that they're members of IJO, and I'm just looking for a conversation with either Gina or, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch the, Jamie, sorry. Yeah, just to see if there was something we did that got us disconnected, or if it was just my lack of follow through, and I'll accept that responsibility if that's what it is.
I'm not really sure. I don't know. I know that, you know, I don't mean this in a bad way, but you know how it is with people. They kind
you
of,
click
you know,
with.
They, not that they, we like price check, you know, call one of our sellers and then call another one, kind of price check. And she used to call Crystal a lot, I think, but I think it's just like probably Crystal left and then, you know, we didn't hear as much. You know, I know they don't like to be bombarded, like, you know.
It is, yeah, it is the age-old question. How much is too much and how much is it not enough?
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, great prices and stuff. But I will let her know so that way she can start price checking with you again if you want. But I think it's just hard, too, because I know a lot of vendors. I'm just trying to give you, like, some help. I don't really know. I know a lot of vendors are doing a lot less now. You know, like half of our vendors that we used to see aren't even coming to see us anymore. They just call us every once in a while, you want anything? And that's it. So, you know, it's really who the greasy wheel gets the, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know what the irony is of that, what you just said, is 100% true. And being with RDI, I'm soon to be at 21 years with RDI, and for the first 20 years, the only time I got to meet my clients was at like an IJO or RJO or even a JCK show or Atlanta, you know, the shows. We didn't travel. Now we recognize that so many people aren't traveling, we flip the script, so there may be a potential that if myself or one of my coworkers are going to be in your part of the country, we may request just literally with no product in hand, just coming to introduce ourselves and to kind of get to know the store on a personal level is what we're flipping the script back to the old school way of getting to know people rather than just the business. So.
And I'll say that really does help because, you know, we used to have vendors, they'd come down, they'd go to lunch with them and stuff like that. And now, you know, and then customer service has been horrible with a lot of vendors too.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I just think when you make a personal bond with them, that's what really helps, you know. They can text real quick and be like, hey, you got this? Or, and Jamie would be, she's, so Gina, I think, I can't remember how long ago it was since Crystal left, but I think Gina owned it maybe when Crystal was here, maybe it was Jamie, but Gina about 7 years ago or so sold it to Jamie. Gina still works here. She's still a big part of it.
Okay.
But Jamie's the owner now. And I know it's hard for them to get to shows because, you know, we're a mom-and-pop business. There's maybe like 7 of us total who work here.
Sure.
So, you know, it's hard for them to get to the shows. And we're a little town, and, you know, lots of family stuff happens and stuff. So I know it's hard for them to get shows. Like, I know they don't do the Vegas show at all because it just always falls at a bad time and they can never get there and stuff.
Vegas is the biggest pain in the butt as far as I'm concerned. Everything's a million miles away. You always have a waiting in line. It's like there's nothing convenient about it. So.
No. So, yeah, for sure. That's hard, but.
By chance, do you know if Jamie or Gina or anybody from the store might be going to Louisville for the IJO show?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it's to Atlanta. But I think that might be about it. And then they do some, you know, the Dallas shows here and stuff sometimes.
Okay.
Maybe the gym shows in Arizona, but it's hard for them to get to the shows, you know. And plus...
Totally makes sense.
Gina's a grandma. She has a bunch of grandbabies. Jamie's still a mom to little. She has a 9-year-old and a 16-year-old. So, you know, it's real hard to get away.
Sure. That makes sense as well. So, all right, well, listen, Randy, I don't want to take up your whole day. You've been sensational, though. I love the fact that you just kind of gave me the timing courtesy of talking, so I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
And then you said probably next week would be more convenient. Again, not going to hound, just trying to be a little bit more on the radar is what I'm going to try to do.
Yeah, that would be good.
Perfect. Sure. Well, you have a wonderful afternoon, and if you don't need anything, then you have a great weekend as well.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Randy. Bye-bye.